Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Today will be a pop culture edition, which might surprise some of you with all that's going on in our country. Well, my friends, that is just exactly why we need the variety. To break things up a bit, much in the tradition of our Christmas specials last December and reviews of classic Christmas movies, I am going to offer a brief look back at a film I wrote a review for many years ago, a Western film. We're going way back, not all the way back to the days of the Old West, because I didn't live in the days of the Old West, but back to the 1990s when this film came out. It's a very brief review. It's a very brief look back. The movie is called Wyatt Earp, and this will be the first in a recurring series about heroes, some from films, some from books, fictional heroes or biographies of heroes who really existed, as in the case of Wyatt Earp, as in the case of men like Spartacus, William Wallace, also known as Braveheart, or Mel Gibson. As you know, these men really existed, even though obviously we need to separate fact from legend, fact from Hollywood, but it's important to reflect on heroes these days because we will need heroes in the days ahead. We will need courage in the days ahead. The Bible itself says as much. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, written to a first century church whose members were thinking of succumbing and going back on their faith because they had a fear of persecution. The author of Hebrews reminds them to think about the heroes of old for inspiration. Heroes like Abraham, Moses, Gideon, King David, Samson, many, many, many others, flawed individuals to be sure, but people whom God used to do great things. Anyway, my movie review from years ago did not focus on the heroism of Wyatt Earp. The point of a favorable review is to encourage people to watch the film. So I'll let the film itself do that part. I'll let the film itself inspire you. He was a complex figure, and he certainly had his flaws. The film makes that very clear. But he was a hero. He had courage. He stood up to the tide of the times. My review, however, focused on the production values. And here it is. Released in 1994, around the same time as the movie Tombstone, this other film, Wyatt Earp, is unfairly compared. And it is true that the sequences surrounding the gunfight at OK Corral are more enjoyable to watch in Tombstone, where we got to know the villains better and therefore got to hate them more, necessary in a good action movie. You can't root as much for the hero if you don't have a horrible villain that you want to see them stop. However, Wyatt Earp is not an action movie. It is an epic, 3 hours in length, concentrating on a character's study of what made this man the legend he became. It would have worked better as a miniseries, but instead they made an epic film out of it. Costner does a superb job, better and with more depth than Kurt Russell, who starred in Tombstone. However, Russell was also good. He was very good. So this is a compliment to Costner, not a complaint about Russell. They're both excellent films. You should see both of them. Now, Dennis Quaid played Doc Holliday in the movie Wyatt Earp. Val Kilmer played Doc Holliday in the movie Tombstone. Dennis Quaid was every bit as good as Val Kilmer, although Val Kilmer's role became more popular. And one of the reasons is Dennis Quaid is not featured as much as Kilmer was and does not have all the good lines Kilmer had, such as when that dangerous scumbag bragged that Holliday won't be able to shoot him. He says, "Why, you drunk? You're probably seeing double right now." At which time, Holliday replies, "I have two guns, one for each of you." I didn't do that as well as Val Kilmer, but you get the idea. Quaid does have his moments, though, and has his lines. "My mother always used to tell me, never put off till tomorrow somebody you can kill today." I liked it. I liked this movie. I liked this version of Wyatt Earp. If I had not seen Tombstone first, and I did see Tombstone first, I would have loved the other Wyatt Earp. But that is not fair to the producers, which movie I happened to see first. So I am still giving it a top rating. Go watch or rent or stream the movie Wyatt Earp. Well, I told you it would be short. That was my brief review of Wyatt Earp, still posted on my website after all these years. But wasn't it refreshing to think back to a time when discussion of which was the better movie seemed important? It's nice to look back. As a matter of fact, in another of my favorite films, Camelot, King Arthur says, "Sometimes the only vacation spot in the world is the past." So yes, it is nice to look back, but even nicer to look forwards, because there is a future. It can be a good future because God is still in control. And we'll see what he does, but he'll call you to do your part. We'll see what God does. We'll see what you do. We'll see what I do in this movie that all of us are part of, with an entire heavenly host watching. These same people in Hebrews 11, these same heroes of old, along with the angels, are watching us. The Bible never tells us whether they watch on Cox or AT&T, but they are watching. Actually, they might have used that image in biblical days if only they had television. Instead, they used images from their own culture. They inspired people with things that were familiar to them. They did have Olympic Games and Roman races. Very few people attended them, but everybody knew about them, where crowds watched the games from stadiums. This was the image that the author of Hebrews had in mind when he spoke of a cloud of witnesses. Witnesses including some of our own favorite Bible heroes. Watching us. Doesn't that just blow your mind? Now, it's obvious that that's what they were talking about, in as much as the author here compared the Christian life to a race. Hebrews 11. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." This is Bob Siegel with a little help from Kevin Costner and a lot of help from the author of the book of Hebrews, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.